Hello there, my friends, and thank you for tuning in to today's broadcast from Family Bible, a ministry of Christian Family Reformation. I'm your host, Christian Horseman, and it's my prayer that as you and your family study God's Word together, you'll find this broadcast to be a blessing to your souls and an inspiration to grow in your relationship with the Lord Jesus. So without any further delay, let's get started. Today, we're taking a closer look at the 16th Psalm. It is not sin alone that characterizes our world, for misery goes hand in hand with sin. And hence, as the preceding Psalm set before us one who is holy in the midst of a world lying in wickedness, even though breathing its air, walking on its highway, handling its objects, and conversing with its inhabitants, so also this Psalm exhibits one who is truly happy, notwithstanding the world of broken cisterns around him and the sighs carried to his ear on every breeze. This happy one is the man of sorrows, none other than he. For Peter in Acts 2 verse 31 declares, David speaketh concerning him. This happy one, followed in all ages by his chosen ones, walks through many a varied scene. And at every step he expresses satisfaction and perfect contentment with his Father's arrangements. In verses 1 and 2 he tells with complacent delight into whose hands he has committed his all. Thou art my Lord, my goodness extendeth not to thee. In other words, whatever is good or blessed in my lot makes no pretensions to add anything to your blessedness or to overshadow you, nor do I allow the bliss I enjoy to supersede him who blesses me. And does not every member of his body respond to all this? Who among them does not reply, My Lord and my God, you are the very bower of bliss under which I sit. We are blessed in you, but you do not need us to bless you. Being satisfied with his Father as God, Lord, and Guardian, the Savior is equally pleased with the sphere within which he must move, namely, the company of his saints. We read that Jesus loved Martha and her sister Lazarus. None on earth seemed to him so pleasant and honorable as his own people, and no less is he pleased with his separation from all idols and all idolatry. Does not every member of his body respond, Amen? But how instructive and wonderful it is to find in verse 5 such entire contentedness with the Lord's doings and such a recognition of his will. For it was enemies who brought our Lord Jesus many a bitter cup to drink. And worse yet, it was not an enemy, but a treacherous friend who plunged the dagger into his heart. And yet in all this, he sees the Lord giving him his cup and his portion. How remarkable it is to hear the man of sorrows telling us that his lines have fallen to him in pleasant places. He who did not even have a place to lay his head, how happy he is. What a calm contentment sits upon his pensive brow. Earth and hell are unable to destroy his blessed lot. During his earthly ministry, he found communion with his Father when others slept, in the secluded valleys and hills of Galilee, on the Mount of Olives, and in the wilderness. The presence and care of his Father is a source of enjoyment in itself. All may be scattered and leave him alone, but yet he is not alone, for his Father is with him. Such joys as these still gladden every believer's soul, just as they refresh the author and finisher of our faith. He drank of these brooks by the wayside, therefore was his heart glad. In order that he might endure to the end, he tasted of necessary draughts in a sore undertaking. But he also enjoyed draughts of refreshment of the kind which we have just mentioned in the paragraph above. We too can taste the same, and we need the same. And we also need what follows in verses 9 and 10, namely secure confidence in the prospect of death and the hope of blessed resurrection. Jesus, our head, laid his flesh in Joseph's tomb, expecting the future result, which was a speedy resurrection. His soul was not left to be separated for a long time from his body. Out of paradise it was soon to come, and on the third day it was to rejoin its body before corruption could begin. And since we are members of his body, we are just as sure of a return of our own souls to join our brand new bodies in the resurrection morning, when this corruptible shall put on incorruption. And thus to both the head and his members, their full satisfaction shall be experienced forever. He and they shall both tread the path of life and enter into fullness of joy and pleasures forevermore, the blessedness of the everlasting heavenly kingdom. And this concludes our study today in the 16th Psalm.
Thank you so much, my friends, for tuning in to today's broadcast from Family Bible. I hope you've enjoyed it as much as I have, and I invite you to join me again here tomorrow, Lord willing, and continue experiencing the richness of His precious Word with your family. If you found this resource to be a blessing to you today, please share it with someone you know, and consider taking a moment to leave a comment and tell others what you found edifying. Also, don't forget to like and subscribe on YouTube so you'll never miss a new broadcast. And feel free to visit my website, ChristianFamilyReformation.com, for inspiration and encouragement in your family's walk with the Lord. I'm your host, Christian Horseman, and I want to thank you again for tuning in today. May the Lord inspire you to live life today in light of eternity. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.